So here we are with the Anime Nano Podcast number 6. Whoa, number 6. Okay, this is Hang from
Basugasu Bakuhatsu.
Yes, and Hirano is pronouncing all of our blog's names today because she wants to.
Except her own.
Yeah. Oh, she's not going to say her own?
I'm not?
I thought I was.
Oh.
No, you're not going to say my blog name is like Onei-chan. Oh my god.
Okay, we also have JP Meyer with us again. Hey, JP.
Yo.
This blog is Minaide Hazukashii.
Yeah, we missed JP last time. We found him, though. Me and Hirano, we went on a search. And also with us today is Hirano from
X-Fan Sabur Hitorigoto.
I thought JP was going to say it.
I don't know. Was he?
Well, she said, no, you're not saying Nijin. Oh, no, I can't say anymore.
So. And hey, Hirano.
Huh?
Do people ever think that your name is Hitori Goto? Like, you know, ex-fan subber, Hitori Goto.
What do you mean?
You know, like,
they try to call you that as your nickname?
Yeah, because that's your name. Like, I am the ex-fan subber, Hitori Goto.
No, they just call me Hinano.
Okay.
Or they call me by my real name.
I think the first time I saw your blog, I thought your name was Hitori Goto. Actually, I couldn't read the kanji the first time.
Otakon video, you can now be Panchu Kudachai Onei-chan.
Wait, did that ever get released?
No, the thing that I thought was the Otakon idol thing was actually the Anime Expo contest. So then I immediately deleted my torrent because there weren't going to be any Hinano panties in it.
Oh.
No!
We'll get that video eventually.
No, you won't.
We'll find that, like, creepy Japanese guy who's fapping to it.
Okay, whoa. Let's go. Let's, like, start the show, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a really big mailbag today, so we should just start on that. There are a bunch of questions that Andrew asked, and we kept them for JP.
I just lost you.
You just breathed really loudly. Okay, so Andrew wanted to know, are any of you gamers of any sort? What are your opinions of anime-based games and game-based anime, etc., etc.? Like, do you play Final Fantasy games because you like anime, or...
I have an otome game.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't finished yet.
You're going to have to put links up in the show notes for those CGs.
I meant to finish it, but I was actually following a guide on a Japanese site, but then the Japanese site got taken down, and I was like, no, I can't finish the special CGs, and now I'm kind of stuck, and I just kind of gave it up for the time being.
Well, don't you just, like, kind of pick all of the branches until you get all the CGs?
I know, but who has time for that?
Oh, how many
it
choices
doesn't have
are
like
there?
It doesn't have, like, an automate function where it'll just go through all the stuff you've already listened to, like, already read before?
Yeah, but there's, like, 6 different guys, and, like, one of them, you have to have, like, you have to be in a certain place at a certain time to get to him. He's, like, the bad guy, we can still get with him.
Oh, this is the one where you choose where to go?
Yeah.
And there's, like, 100 locations?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Capo. If you ever played that, you gotta, like, pick a location. It depends where you go, it'll be, like, one of the guys.
Da Capo, more like Da Crapo.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I like that anime.
So what about you, JP? Do you play video games of any sort?
I play mad computer games. Like, before I went to grad school, I wanted to be a computer game historian, although the problem was I couldn't figure out exactly what that would be, so I shelved it, and only now I figured out what it would be. But yeah, like, computer games are awesome. I don't really play too many video games. Like, my last system was Dreamcast, so it's been a while. Although I might get a Wii just because of the cool controllers and stuff. As for anime sort of games, the only like visual novels or whatever that I've played are the Love Love games. And my favoriteest video game series ever is definitely Sakura Taisen, because it's really awesome. It has justice and passion and robots and friendship and all that stuff. Oh, and musicals and the 1920s. Yeah, the whole point of the games, it's like, the games are like sort of like a dating sim combined with a turn-based strategy game. So I guess it's almost kind of like Utawara
Day
Nirono.
Night? It's like Fate Stay Night?
Maybe, I haven't played that one. Or maybe kind of like Utawara Rumono, where like you'll walk around either the theater or Montmartre in Paris or Manhattan, and then it'll be like, hey, we need to go back to the theater and rehearse for our production of King Lear. And then, like, you know, you'll have, like, the dialogue choices where you have to, may have to, like, you know, like, rehearse with somebody so you have to remember what the lines you're supposed to say are or whatever. You know, and then, like, the sirens will go off and they'll be like, you know, everybody report to the briefing room, like...
What an interactive game.
Like, demons are pouring out of Shinjuku or something like that. And then they all hop in their, like, 1920s steam-powered mecha and shout about justice and how we'll never forgive you for threatening the sanctity of the Imperial Capital. And then after they pwn the bad guys, they do their victory pose and they take a picture.
See, that's why I saved this question for JP.
And the best one, obviously, is number 3. Number 2 has the best story, I thought, but number 3 was the best game. And number 3 also is the best because that's the one which takes place in France. Speaking, like, one of the characters does their hisatsu and, like, lights the Eiffel Tower on fire with it. And I got, like,
oh my God.
Boners from that. And that was also a boner because there's a team-up between the Japanese team and the French team. Team-ups are so awesome, but they're even more awesome when the bad guys team up with the good guys. That didn't happen in Soccer Wars or anything, but, like, it's awesome because then they'll say things like, perhaps... if we were born into another life, we would have been the closest of friends. And then they keep fighting, and then at the end, they'll be like...
Wow, so, like, JP doesn't need arrow games to get you know, excited. He just plays one of these Sakura Tyson games. Yeah. Whoa, look at that!
I just need, like, explosions and justice and friendship to get excited.
That is one of the best lines ever. The, if we had met under different circumstances, perhaps we could have been friends.
And then when it's over, they'll be like, can we set aside our differences finally? And they'll be like... I fear that we are fated to battle each other forever. Like, it would have been awesome if that happened in Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, you saw Snakes on a Plane, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet. I've been really
busy
this
week.
You have to go, like, pretty soon while it's still really crazy, because a lot of the fun of that movie is, like, everybody in the theater being, like, really rowdy and, like, throwing rubber snakes at each other and, like, yelling at the movie.
What? What the hell is it about?
It's about snakes on a plane. And not just any snakes and any plane, but motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah, cause actually, there's another question here in the mailbag that goes, JP Meyer, why do you like France so much?
Oh, that's easy. Because I'm like a weeaboo, but for France.
And what, like, is a weeaboo?
A weeaboo being like Japanese, like Uyghur, except for Japan and not for black culture. Basically... like weeaboos, I have a completely skewed perspective of what France is like because of popular culture. So France, for me, is the France of things like Jean-Luc Godard movies, or Pacu, or Sakura Tyson 3, or Zinedine Zidane, or all that kind of stuff. So I just think about the awesome things that filter through to me through pop culture. And
even Freedom Fries?
Fuck Freedom Fries.
We should get you and Problematic on a podcast. Wait, did we ever have you guys on a podcast together?
That was the last one I was
on. Oh, yeah. She totally dissed France, though.
Oh. I'm about to say. But yeah, France is awesome because I have a completely skewed, shallow, immature perspective of it.
You should make the Real Ultimate France website with, like, France facts. Like, pump-ups about France.
Real facts about France.
Yeah.
France are ninjas. France are mammals.
France fights all the time.
Purpose of France is to get pumped and chop heads off people.
Wow, that's enough wigging out about France, I think. Now let's wig out about OS X. So, yeah, this is from Andrew, too. He wants to know what the deal is with the OS X. So the OS X are basically these cute little mascots for each version of Windows.
They're not little.
Well, they're small on my
Some
screen.
Are. Like the ones for like the little Windows, like Windows CS, it's like a fairy.
Oh.
CE?
CE.
I was going to like, you know, ME content. Like
with
that.
OS X is just like some meme that started on Nee Channel that just like got out of control.
I think and it's pretty awesome though.
I think it's awesome, too. I also like the country tans, like Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Oh my god.
I haven't seen those before. You're going to have to put those on the show notes or send the links to me.
I have to find where they are.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there's also other tans, too, for, like, Linux has one.
Wikipedia
has one,
too, right?
Has one.
Yeah, Wikitan.
Firefox has one. the first time I actually found out about OS10 was one of my friends had randomly like come across it, and because I had like just installed Firefox, I was like, wow, Firefox is pretty awesome. Like, it has all these extensions and it doesn't get viruses and all that kind of stuff. So one of my friends sent me like a picture of like the Firefox tan and was like, this is you. And that's how I learned about OS10.
I learned about it when I was browsing some Korean fan club that had like, you know, anime you can download like raw, and somebody posted a zip file of like OS10. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I downloaded it and I'm like, hey, it's Windows Girls.
Yeah, and I like how each of them has their own personality too. Like 2000 is the really reliable one, and XP.
And me, the crappy one.
Doesn't XP really like the RAM?
XP is like the hot one because Windows XP has the like the new like layout with like the rounded corners, yeah, and like the blue menu bars and stuff. Yeah, and Emmy is the crappy one that always crashes, so she's the clumsy one, like burns the dinner and stuff.
Yeah, and then there's all these like 4Coma and things with the OS X's in them, and you have to like be a total Windows nerd to get those.
Yeah, like how 95Tan will get confused by things like USB cards and stuff.
I remember that.
Or how like they can like connect to the internet, how they can be on the internet all the time and not have to dial up and then like get charged by the hour.
Is there a 3.1 tan?
Yeah, there should. I think there is.
Every one.
Okay. Is there a Windows 1.0 tan?
I think there is actually. Although the only ones you really see, you know, are like 95, 2000, XP, and ME.
Yeah, 98 is kind of just the same as 95 anyway.
98 is like a box or something. Or it's like a box and then like the OS X is inside of it or something.
Wow. Discrimination.
Let's see. Let's go to the next question. Oh, so Chaotic Rockwell said in the comments that I don't have to, you know, read out the entire question. I can paraphrase. So I'm going to paraphrase his question and say, how come Mushishi doesn't have more explosions and tits?
You know, I really don't know what the deal is with anime like Mushishi or Lane or Haibon Renmei, like the ones that aren't like basically toy commercials for big kids. Like, I don't know how they get their money, like what audience they're trying to attract or anything.
I like Haibon Renmei, but I think most people who watched it are probably like Serial Experiments Lane fans because the artists are the same.
He also did the art in the NHK novel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He did something else, too. There was some other anime that was like by the same creators, Serial Experiments Lane, and the same like animation studio, but I can't remember what it's called.
Technolize?
No. It like came out like a long time ago, but I never watched it, but I don't remember what it's called. Moving on?
I guess. So I don't know if we actually figured out why Mushishi doesn't
have explosions.
I really
have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Because they're just trying to keep it, you know, high level, right?
Like, for the, I don't think that Mushishi airs during, like, prime time or anything. Like, I thought it was just, like, a late night show, like, all of the toy commercial ones basically are.
Maybe it's because it has bugs, and they don't want to combine bugs with, like, fan service and, like, boobs and stuff.
They combine everything with boobs and fan service.
You're right.
Wait, so the Mushi are bugs? I thought they were ghost things.
Things.
Okay. Alright, on to the next question. Ten asks, does reading a manga beforehand affect watching its anime adaptation? Are you bothered with the spoilage?
Yes. It makes a big difference, especially if the anime starts going off track of the story. There was only one show that I saw that was exactly 100% following the manga, and that was The Law of Ueki. It followed it like almost 99% to the manga.
Problematic said that the Genshiken one also followed the manga.
Genshiken
like, totally.
Is pretty accurate. Same thing with until the ending. Because they had to just tack one on, like the GTO anime follows the manga almost exactly.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't see those, but I think the worst ones that do not follow are the shoujo ones, like, for example, Sugar Sugar Rune, and I just recently dropped Kirarin Revolution, because they just used it to milk out, like, fillers and make a 52-episode series.
Channel, like, last week, somebody had found the PV for Kirarin Revolution.
Oh, God, so
and
bad.
Everyone kept trying to guess how old like the girl was that does like the lead or whatever in that show.
Oh,
we were like, nah, she's got to be like 30. Like, I don't know, maybe from Morning Musume.
I think she's 14.
I think she's more like 18. Then I looked it up, and yeah, she turned 14 like a week ago.
Yeah,
feels like she was 30.
Like, 30.
30. What the hell?
Hmm.
Barely 14.
Well, okay, so does it bug you guys if it's different than the manga, like the anime adaptation? Because, I mean, to me, wouldn't it just get boring? Like, oh, I know what's going to happen, right?
Sometimes, though, it can be good. Like, sometimes, for example, like in Angelic Lair, I think the anime adaptation was way better than the manga. But sometimes it can really, like, ruin the series, like Chrono Crusade. I mean, the anime just went to hell.
I don't really, like, notice too much of a difference. Like, I pretty much pick up just whichever one is the most current. Like, if I can get, like, scanlations of a manga or something, and that's ahead of the anime, I'll read that. If, like, the anime comes out and I didn't know there was a manga ahead of time, like, I'll just watch the anime. Like, I tend not to get too bothered with the spoilage, because I'm just going to try to get as much as I can as fast as I can.
That's
so,
true.
Whatever gives me the possibility of that.
Cool. Oh, here's a weird question. Or here's an interesting question. So Wonky Donkey asks, what do you guys consider to be the must-watch anime since 2004? I don't know what anime came out after 2004, like, specifically.
I do, but
use one of those websites that has the lists of...
Oh, yeah. AnimeDB.
I saw so many, like, shows after 2000. I mean, I've been watching anime since, like, 2000, so it's just a blur in my mind.
Oh, you know what's funny?
I've been watching since maybe 2003 or 2004, so it seems to me like everything that I watch.
So there's this Hamahime OVA, except it's not Mahime, it's Mahime.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I think it's based on some game, like, Eroge or something. Because that's what every anime is based on.
You must watch Tsuyokiss.
If Mahime counts...
Tsuyokiss is not a must-watch? Oh my god.
If Mahime counts,
not
it's a must-watch.
Tsuyokiss is the anime not to watch.
See, Honey and Clover came out.
Obviously, Nanoha A's is a must-watch.
Actually, do you guys remember... Did you ever guys see that old show called Eumedia? It was based on that
I saw some of that, but I never finished it. It got licensed, too. It got released here.
Hey, watch the whole thing, but... I don't know, it was just so, like, it was, like, trying to be fan service-y and, like, cute at the same time, but it was really failing with that girl that kept going, like, Moe or Mo or whatever her name was.
Yeah, it just kind of got boring to me.
Wow.
Cosprayers? Cosprayers.
Oh my god, I saw the one, the sequel, there was, like, three of those series, they, like, followed sequentially. The second one was called, it was Love Love Cosprayers, and then what was the other one? But the director, what the hell was that middle one? It was like, a three-series thing.
The Cosmopolitan Player.
There's Smash Hit, too.
Smash Hit, that's what it was. That's what it was. Actually, the one I liked. Futari wa Precure came out in 04.
I hear people talk about Koi Kaze, but...
I didn't like it. I kind of dropped it the first episode.
Koi Kaze, I never watched because it, like, freaks me out.
Kaoru came out in 2004.
It's too, like, Koi Kaze is, like, too realistic, so, like, the incest is really kind of squeaky, like, on a conceptual level to me, rather than, like,
oh,
the cheesy ones, like...
You guys remember that?
Which one?
Mm-hmm. Tenjo Tenge.
Oh, yeah. I never finished that one either.
Yeah, I dropped after 10 episodes.
Midori no Hibi came out in 2004.
You dropped Tenjo Tenge because...
Definitely
you have to just read Oh Great Manga because you don't get the art in the anime.
Yeah, but didn't we discuss that the manga in America was, like, censored or something last week?
Yeah. That's why you gotta get the scans.
What about Aishiteru's a Baby? I actually like that one.
I never saw that one either. Was that, like, the middle school kid who has a baby or something, or...?
He has, like, take care of, like, his cousin or something, whose mom is, like, missing in action, but...
Are they in love?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh! Shinobuden!
Shinobuden.
Yeah, it has ninjas. Okay, I'm just gonna, like, list every show with ninjas that came out since 2004.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Eureka 7 came out in 2005.
Mermaid Melody Peachy Peachy Pitch. That was really popular back then.
Elfin Lied.
Back then.
Elfin Lied was cool. I like that one.
Elfin Lied is like
yeah, I never
exactly
like...
what people stereotype anime as being, and then people like it. It's
what
like
about...
naked girls, tits, and like graphic violence and blood. And
exactly.
It wants to be Frankenstein so badly.
Oh yeah, Mahime.
Since 2005.
I still haven't seen Mahime yet, so I shouldn't say that.
Which
but...
you have to.
Oh god, Green 13 Air Revolutions, that was horrible.
Well, now that Mahime is out on DVD, I can just buy it.
Wind of Breath that year. Well, that was in 2005. Not 2004, that was actually.
The must-watch anime for pedophiles everywhere, Ichigo Omoshimaru, came out in 2005.
Tsukuyomi, Moon Phase.
I haven't seen
the other must-watch for pedophiles.
Bleach, School Rumble, that was a good season right there.
School Rumble. School Rumble is like the family circus of manga.
There's Futakoi.
Or perhaps the Garfield.
Oh, manga. Don't call it Garfield.
Utakata came out too, but I never liked that one.
Frozen Maiden came out. You gotta watch that just to get all of the jokes that people make based off of it.
Frozen Maiden is so weird because it's like a pretty good anime, but it's about like talking dolls and stuff.
And Hikikomori.
And Hikikomori, so like, it's weird.
Netoran Man, the movie?
Never heard of it.
It's like a lowly show.
Oh, Mahou Sensei Negima, which is getting a second season.
Yes, that's definitely a must watch, I think.
A must watch or a must read?
Mahoraba. That was awesome. I want to get the manga for that. Have you guys seen that?
Starting to run out of must sees.
Air is a must see. I don't care what you say, JP.
The character designs made me vomit on my keyboard.
Actually, that's why I was there. Like a lot of.
I tried playing the game, and I took after 10 minutes. I smashed the open button on my Dreamcast, tore out the CD, and smashed it.
Don't forget about Dokuro-chan.
Yes, Dokuro-chan, definitely worth watching. What about this that super popular yaoi show that was called Sukinemono Sukidakara Shogunai?
Oh, the other pedophile anime must-see, Kyono Gono Ni.
That came out this year, though, didn't it? Or was that last year?
This year.
Yeah. I'm still in 05. Kino no Tabi came out in 05?
Oh, I thought that was kind of old.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, me too. Hmm. Maybe it's the movie or something.
Could be.
Is Zettai Shonen? Was Zettai Shonen any good?
I never saw it.
Speaking of the word shonen, I keep thinking that 20th Century Boys is like a yaoi and not a Naoki Urasawa manga.
20th Century Boys?
Yeah. Uekki
came out. The Law of Uekki was definitely good.
Kamichi was good.
Go 100%. I think that was another popular one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yep.
I thought it was kind of bad, though, but I kept watching it anyway.
Popular yaoi fangirl, Magnus. That came out also.
Funny Funny Dash.
And, Kore ga Watashi no Goshujin-sama.
Suzuka. You know, it's a bad idea to ask, like, anime fans what the must-watch anime are.
Yeah.
Because pretty much every single one that comes out.
Tsubasa Chronicles came out, too.
Well, the fact that we need to, like, go through the calendar to actually remember what's worth watching means that they're kind of not really that must-watch.
Well, they were must watch when you watch them, but now, like, you watch other shows, you kind of forget, like, you know, currently, like, oh, I gotta watch Series Zero and Let's Sky Mine. You forgot about Ichigo 100%. So.
Yeah, I guess, anime doesn't have that much of a awesomeness lifespan, except if you're talking about, like, Nanoha.
Oh, God, do you guys remember Okusama wa Joshikosei?
Yeah, I still haven't finished that. You know what? I really liked Animal Yokucho.
The manga of Okusama wa Joshikosei is, like, totally just, like, prawn.
Yeah, I just realized you missed another lowly show, Peto Peto-san. That was, like, a lowly mania.
Peto Peto-san, or, like, Peto Peto-san.
Ushishi.
No, now that I'm looking at this calendar, I can't seem to find when Strike Witches comes out.
I thought that was this month.
No, that's Sky Girls.
Oh.
You have to be able to differentiate between your lowlies.
Your Mecha Musume?
Yeah, Mecha Musume are so freaking creepy.
Lemon Angel Project, yes. Okage Kara Mamoru? Gotta see that. You have to see that.
So really, you've only listed like two must-sees, and really you're just listing all of your have-seens.
Yes, and ninja anime.
What about like Shakugan no Shana?
Please.
Everyone liked that show until the end, and then everyone hated it. I thought it was good.
The only good thing about that show was that it taught me that melon pan is yummy. And now I get that all the time at the Japanese bakery near school.
Oh, I've never had that before.
You're such a fake Asian.
I live in New Mexico. They don't have it here. And plus, I want to try the taiyaki, too. You know, the fish thing?
Yeah.
That's because of canon.
Also, okay. Canon has made you want to have snow and not desert.
Yeah, it makes me want to sit in the snow with sad eyes and looking up.
Okay. You want to share with us? You got really excited when Hang was saying, I want to sit in the snow with sad eyes.
Okay, I guess that's it. Well, I got through all of the...
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, and I think our listeners are really bored now. So, I'll totally have to heavily edit that.
Like editing out all of the choices that you made?
Yes. Everything that's not ninja. Okay. Regine. It's probably Regine. But, like, I see these as, like, furigana. I mean, as hiragana. So I'm like, Regine. Okay, Regina. So... yeah. Oh, it's probably like Regina. Alright, so Regina asks, it's pretty much, do you prefer to have manga, like, in serial form or in the big books of only one manga? Like, Shoujo Beat has a bunch of different chapters from different manga.
Oh, I prefer the books.
Yeah, I'd rather have all of the, like, one series in one book.
Yeah.
Because the way that those magazines do it is, like, they have one chapter from each manga, and, like, they stagger the entrances. Like, I just like to start from the beginning. So if I haven't, you know, ever subscribed to Shoujo Beat, then I won't have all of those back episodes.
Yeah, plus you don't always want to read the other stuff that's in there, so...
Yeah, that's why I don't really like the, like, serials, because I don't read that many manga, so I really just want to pick up the couple that I actually like.
I think, though, that it is cheaper, isn't it, to have the serials?
Not necessarily, because it's, like, one chapter is, what, maybe, like, 20, 30 pages, and how many chapters are there, and you're paying, like, $5, like, a serial book.
Well, don't they jam advertising in there and stuff, too, so... I'm talking, like,
what, like,
you know, on average.
8 chapters in, like, one of the trade paperbacks, so... I don't know. Do the math, because I don't know how many... manga are usually in a serial.
Yeah, I don't actually subscribe to any.
Different for Shonen Jump, like Naruto is like 10 chapters per volume, but for like a shoujo manga, it's usually only 5 because they're longer pages. So it really depends which like series you get, I guess.
Okay. She also asked, which country do you think has the best dubbed animes?
No comment.
I think someone said one time that Germany had really, really good dubs.
If you say so. Otherwise, I would just say France, because it's France. Because I don't know. Like, I don't know what countries have, like, histories of dubbing rather than subtitling things.
I've never heard any of those.
Yeah, okay.
Although, I think I remember hearing one time that, like, in Germany, they always, like, redo, like, songs and stuff in anime, like, for the credits and stuff, when they air it on TV. So, maybe it is Germany. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I did see once a Sailor Moon Chinese dub, even though I had no idea what the hell they were saying.
I listed, I found on YouTube, like, all of the different, opening and closing credits from Pretty Cure in, like, all different languages, like,
yeah,
Chinese, yeah, Chinese, Korean, German, what? Italian.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I think to me it seems like if, you know, if it's in a different language, it already sounds cool enough because, like, I can't really understand it. You know, so I automatically assume that it's good voice acting. Like, how are you supposed to tell if it's bad voice acting if you don't know the language?
True. That's probably why everybody hates the English dub, because we actually understand English.
Yeah, maybe that's why everyone thinks that the Japanese dub is awesome.
Or because they're weeaboos.
Yeah. So Regina also asked, do you think that the reason... Oh, wait. Let's go to this other one. Oh, do you think American companies have been more liberal when they licensed manga and made it more PG-13?
Definitely. Because they don't have things like the drawn-on bathing suits and crap anymore. Like, Tenjo Tenki is really like a, like, the exception to the rule and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where they did have drawn, like, swimsuits, or?
In ye olde times, I thought they did, yeah.
Actually, I don't think so. I do have, like, this really, really old pocket mix version of Sailor Moon, and, like, during their transformations, they're still, like, nude, so I don't think that makes a difference.
Well, as long as there's not a nipple, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, there was no nipples or anything, but I don't think the original one had nipples anyway. It shows you, though.
Plus, things like shrink wrapping make it easier to get away with, like, more risque content.
That's true.
Even though people just rip the shrink wrapping off, like, instantly. Like, in the bookstores.
Really?
Yeah. If you've ever been, if you go to, like, busy bookstores where, like, the manga section isn't, like, near, like, the cash register or anything... Like, nothing is shrink wrapped because it's all been torn off.
What about, like, Penthouse?
Oh my god.
That's not a manga.
It isn't? Okay. Oh, one last question from Regina. Do you think the reason manga girls have large breasts and multicolored hair is because mangakas like women that vary from the average Japanese woman? Well, I think it's because they like women with large breasts and multicolored hair.
Exactly.
You know, I think I read something that where geneticists were like trying to prove that the reason that people like people from like different races or whatever is like because they want to like spread out the genes and increase mutations and crap. But yeah, I think it's just because people like titties.
No, I thought it was one of those, you know, like grass is greener on the other side effect, you know, where like, oh, big boobs, we don't have those in Japan, so we must draw them in anime characters or something.
Yeah, because white people also have pink and green hair.
Well, so in American comics, too, I mean, they have giant breasts, you know? It's not like that's only in manga.
It's because people like titties.
That's the answer. Oh, Andrew asked another question. I had him on top, and then now he's down here. Okay. That was a bad quote taken out of context. So Andrew asks, what BitTorrent client do you use, and why? Or do you download anime off IRC? Well, I use Azurius, but that's because I figured out how to use RSS with Azurius, so it downloads anime automatically for me. And I'm too lazy to get MicroTorrent to work.
That's exactly the reason why I use Azurius, too.
Yeah. I use BitComet.
Like, even though Azurius uses up so much memory, and that's really annoying.
Yeah, I mean, Firefox uses more memory than Azurius, so, like, I couldn't really...
Oh, Firefox is also on my shit list.
Yeah. Are you using Opera now?
No, I basically use Firefox just for the extensions for translating Japanese.
Okay.
I use Netscape.
On, like, my laptop, which is running Windows 98, and thus has a 95 tan wallpaper on it. I use Opera because because it can't really handle Firefox, and Opera's so nice and slim. Oh, and I like using IRC to get downloads when I can, just because they're significantly faster.
Hmm. I always use BitTorrent. I don't really like IRC.
I also tried using Share, but I could never get the triggers to work properly.
I use Winnie.
You're gonna have to show me how to use Winnie one of these days. You know.
You gotta search in Japanese, or else you're not gonna get any results.
Oh.
Yeah, same thing with Share.
Okay, so Claude asks, what's your stand on the condition, and not the general idea, of anime dubs? Oh, we already kind of answered that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, but are there any that got you thinking, hey, this doesn't sound half bad?
It only did for, like, Evangelion. When I first saw Evangelion, I only saw it dubbed, and it seemed okay at the time. But then when I got more into Japanese anime, I was like, this kind of sucks.
I like the Fruits Basket dub, actually. Like, I listened to that instead of the Japanese.
Wow.
Yeah, I got this DVD just recently, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And so I watched it in Japanese, and then I'm like, just for fun, I switched it to the English dub. And it's just kind of cheesy. Like, either they just translate it, like, too directly, you know, so it sounds really funny in English, or they just totally change it up, and that annoys people, too. So it's kind of like a lose-lose situation. And... for the record, Pokemon is the only anime dub that I actually think is good. That's probably because I started watching Pokemon in English.
Oh, me too.
I really like Brock's voice actor.
Yeah, he's funny. Actually, you know the voice actor for Ash also does the voice for Naruto dub?
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
The same person.
Wow. Oh yeah, okay, so Dream Chaser Zero... asks, so, does Japes really eat his microphone?
No, I only tongue it.
Okay, Tiamat asks, do you really have to have your room stacked with anime goods to be a real anime fan?
Yes, and you also can never watch fan subs, although you have to somehow magically know all about anime, including ones that have not come out on DVD, but without watching fan subs. You also have to buy DVDs of shows that you never plan to actually watch. Same thing with manga you never plan to read, just because you have to support the industry and, like, show off your EP-ness by showing your bookshelf full of crap. So, yes.
My manga, my book.
You also have to go to cons. Like, every single one of them.
And you have to know all the inside con jokes and stuff.
Like chair. What glomping is.
Or, like, the chair from Otakon 2002.
and getting all of the jokes and all of the comedy AMVs.
And this podcast.
No, you're not a real fan if you listen to this podcast, because you talk too much about, like, fan subs and not American stuff, so no, that's not a real fan.
Okay. Oh, also, wait, is this from Tiamat? I guess it is.
I believe so.
Okay, what are some good places to import anime products from Japan on the internet?
Didn't we discuss this last time?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know, because you guys didn't wait for me.
Hinano told me to start.
Okay, so she's the hoe and not you.
No, I'm just trying to blame her. So if I buy stuff imported from Japan, I'll usually buy it from Yes Asia, because they have free shipping. I think when you buy like $40 of stuff, and the prices aren't that bad. Like, I'd buy from Amazon.jp. Well, it sounded like I was talking about JP Meyer. I buy from Amazon, except that their shipping's like way high.
It is, definitely.
And the fact you kind of have to know Japanese to navigate their site.
Yeah.
Well, I have an English version, but I guess if you search for a manga, you have to search for it in Japanese or you won't find it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, like, really the big problem. It's just that I hate paying for shipping.
Yeah, it's, like, $40 for the shipping, and it's, like, $30 for the order.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the shipping is, but Hobby Link Japan is good for getting, like, models and, like, magazines and books and stuff. Not for, like, DVDs or manga or anything, really, though.
Yeah, I think TJ Han shops there, like, all the time, and he buys way too much stuff.
But that's because he's a real fan.
He's a real fan. He's a real ultimate fan. Random question. Why do Japanese voice actors sound so much better than English ones? Oh, we already talked about that, too.
Because you're a weeaboo.
Yeah. That's like the answer to every question. Okay.
The answer, of course, actually being because people can't tell whether or not Japanese is good or bad.
Unless you're actually Japanese.
There actually are some Japanese voice actors that make my ears hurt, so I don't think
that's... Name some names, so that way their fans can get really angry in the comments.
I don't know their names. For example, like, I didn't watch all of Coyote Ragtime Show because of that one girl with, like, the light grayish hair who sounded really annoying, and I wanted to strangle her, so her voice actresses really suck. The really high-pitched ones, like, sound like nails on chalkboard.
I like part of the reason I like the Fruits Basket English dub more than the Japanese ones, because I don't like Yui Horie.
Oh
no!
I like Yui Horie.
So when I did this review of Lemon Angel Project, I said that the main girl had a really, really annoying voice. And then, like, there's this huge discussion about how she's just, like, young and, you know, it's more, what is it? It's like more genuine.
Oh, what about the girl? The voice is Kirin Revolution, the one that we thought was 30 but is actually 14. She's really annoying.
If you say so.
So, DigiCarrot asks, has watching anime ever influenced you into taking an interest in a field outside of anime? Like playing Go after watching Hikaru no Go, etc.?
Well, like I said earlier, Shanna made me want to eat melon.
Yeah, and Kenna made me want to eat was it Taiyaki?
Yeah. Mm. I had the eat Taiyaki after Canon too, but I think, there was a J-drama that I watched called, it was about cooking, and basically... The drama made me want to eat katsudon, so I went to, like, a restaurant and ate katsudon after that.
And pretty much everyone who eats Pocky does it because, you know, it's cool to eat Pocky in anime.
It's also cool to spend $5 on a box of Pocky when you can get it at, like, the Korean supermarket for, like, 80 cents.
They're making a killing on that Pocky.
When I was at, last semester, when I lived, like, at the corner of 34th Street and 6th Avenue in Manhattan, so one block south of me is Koreatown, and across across on the other side of 6th Avenue is the Manhattan Mall. In the Manhattan Mall, there was a Suncoast Video, and they had, like, the gigantic Pocky boxes. They were selling those for $18.
Wow.
One block south at the Hanarum Supermarket in Koreatown, they were selling, like, the, like, big canisters for $3.
Yeah, I should start, like, a Pocky store or something. Just Pocky.
Like, those dudes at cons with those Will Yowie for Pocky signs, at first I thought it was just, like, a joke, but, I mean, no, that's serious money that they're getting paid.
Actually, there's a store, I think, grocer, where you can actually buy, like, Japanese snacks.
Where at?
It's like, online. I think it's otakugrocer.com.
Hmm. Weird.
Ooh, let's see how much they charge for Pocky. Oh, it doesn't work. You gave us a bad link.
Otakugrocery.com. Wait, what? What is this?
You're so bad at online pockying.
So in a like non-anime related note, after I watched The Mighty Ducks, you know, the Disney movie, I totally wanted to play hockey, but that only lasted for about a week.
Until you realize you'll never get snow in New Mexico.
Yeah. Or ice. Oh, error.
Wait, I found it. JapaneseSnack.com. And they do have, like, pocky prep.
They have baki?
You're not going to have that kind of figure if you eat pocky.
Latest product reviews. Pocky.
5 stars. The ultimate Japanese snack.
How much do they charge for it, I wonder?
Wow, this gets 5 stars right down.
Shopping.
Wait, where do you buy it?
Find out where to shop. Oh, you broke it again. You gave us another bad site. Someone doesn't actually have the stuff.
Oh.
But you can buy it at Japan Connection, J-List, Mount Fuji, Asia Foods, Asian Munchies, Asian Food Grocer, Maruwa, or, you know, like a freaking real store.
Oh, yeah, there's a Hanaru next to my house, closer to it, so.
I wonder if you can get it from Amazon Grocery.
Pocky, $1.59 at AsianFoodGrocer.com.
Like, all these places have 5 stars or whatever.
Actually, Asian Food Grocer has a lot of choices.
Japanese
it's
snacks.
Like melon pocky.
Where is the pocky? Pocky and Peretz.
And the green tea.
Ooh, they have pocky winter special.
That's kind of bad, because doesn't it mean it's like almost a year old?
Okay, so it's like $2.25 for a box of pocky online there.
You can buy pocky at Amazon.com for $2.29.
So it's not like Suncoast Video or Conbad, you know, but yeah. It's still not like Hana Room or random Asian supermarket good.
Yeah, they sold at Otakon, they sold bottles of Ramune for like $6.
Wow. Ridiculous. Yeah, they sell it at my supermarket for, I think it's like $1.29 or something.
Yeah, me too. Wegman sells it actually.
But Ramune,
supermarket.
Ramune is totally bad though. Like, whenever I see it, I want to buy it, and then I actually drink it, and I'm like, this doesn't taste very good at all.
Oh, I like it.
You only like it because it's Japanese.
I like it because it has the marble in it. The marble drops, and it's like, yeah. And it splashes in your face. Unless you hold it down.
Challenge to open it.
That was also a bad quote taken out of context.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Okay, Unlimited Made Works asks, have any of you ever tried to put together a model kit of an anime character? If so, how'd it go?
Nope, never have.
I've never tried to do a character, but I've done a couple Gundam models.
Gampura?
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of show off there.
The Freedom Gundam and the Zeta Gundam. They both looked like crap because I can't paint at all.
Oh, does it come in like just plastic and it's gray and you have to paint it yourself and put decals and stuff?
The Gunpla usually come in, like, the colors, but you have to, like, add the details and stuff.
Oh, like smoke and stuff and battle damage?
Right, I just mean things like adding in, like, the correct, like, highlights and stuff on things. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll just be, like, solid colors usually.
Yeah, the most I ever did was I got...
Shading or anything.
I got, like, palm figures for Disgaea, and I, put the heads on, and I put the arms on, and I give them weapons. So that's about it.
The character ones, I think, are a lot harder to do than Gunpla, because they're usually not painted, like, at all. And you have to do, like, sometimes you have to do, like, filing and stuff to make them look good.
Like, for that Haruhi one, in the bunny suit, did the person actually have to hand-paint the fishnets?
They have to, like, hand-do, like, everything, which is also why it costed, like, $3,000 or something?
Like, ridiculous.
Because it had to be, like, completely handmade. And because there's, like, 200 of them something in the world.
That'd be pretty sweet to have it, though. The last question is from Hinano. She asks, by the way, Hang, what are we doing in the next episode? Silly Hinano! We're doing it right now! Okay, so that concludes our...
scheduled portion.
Yeah.
Our unscheduled portion is that Hinano wanted to talk about how silly... Americans thinking that shonen ai is a word.
Oh yeah. Actually, I was gonna say that I was on DeviantArt this morning, and there was a girl who, she's like a fan artist from Japan, and she wrote a journal in Japanese, which most people did not understand. But anyway, I did read it, and she said that she noticed that a lot of people on DeviantArt call their fan art of two guys as Shonen Ai. And she's like, I don't know what the hell Shonen Ai is, because in Japan we call it boys' love. And she said that people seem to be confusing that Yaoi and, Shonen Ai are like the same thing. And she said that they're not the same thing. And apparently, like, Yaoi is like sex and boys' love is more innocent or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, though I'm not really an expert on the subject.
Like, yeah, I think, I've never heard the word like Shonen Ai in any like Japanese context, and I think it just kind of probably came about because people going, boy is shonen and love is ai, so I bet they call it Shonen Ai in Japan.
Or isn't it right. Isn't it because there's a shoujo ai, so you know, logically there has to be a shonen ai?
Yeah.
There is a shoujo ai? I thought there was no shoujo ai, and there was no shonen ai, but people thought there was a shonen ai, so then they assumed that there also then had to also be a shoujo ai, oh. Because of boys and girls.
Sure. I thought there was a shoujo ai.
She said that there is no such thing as Shonen Ai, and she said that when you tell me Shonen Ai, I have no idea what you're talking about. She's like, I don't draw Shonen Ai, I draw Yaoi.
This guy Hinano doesn't draw doujinshi, she draws Yaoi.
I'm drawing doujinshi, that's not Yaoi.
She draws hentai. She draws Naruto hentai to yeah, make the big bucks. So, like, in terms of hardcoreness, boys' love is less than Yaoi, right?
Right.
Boys love is like boys in like marimite situations.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wasn't Onesama. Well, yeah, like hot ding.
Boys love is like Gakko in Heaven, the anime, and then Yaoi is like the game.
Have you played the game?
So, no, I have not, but I've seen screenshots.
We should probably talk about something else, or else this is just going to be the mailbag episode. Yeah, so this new Kemono Zume anime that came out. Supposedly it's like in super flat, and I kind of heard about it in my Japanese culture class, but I asked JP what it was actually about.
Yeah, and I haven't like taken like learned about super flat in Japanese class or anything, but like about a year ago there was a super flat exhibit at the Japan Society in New York, so I went to that, and it's kind of like it's an art style that's sort of anime based, and specifically sort of like the older anime style where the pictures are a lot more flat, like they don't really try to draw depth into them, and then they usually like in their artistic way like use that to make like comments about whatever they're commenting about because they're doing art. Like a lot of it is actually like really cool looking, like the way that like colors and stuff work, because there really isn't a depth there. It's all like right on, it's like seems like it's all right on the surface. And oh, and also sometimes they use that to like make criticism of Lolicon.
Yeah, it says on Wikipedia that it attempts to criticize the vacuity of post-war Japanese culture, like otaku and consumerism.
Because, like I said, it's all about the surface, so about the perceived lack of depth or whatever in the culture.
So this anime, I think people are kind of assuming that the the animation quality is just bad when it's actually the art style. Like, I don't know, yeah, I think like, it looks really, really awesome.
Like,
personally.
When they draw, like, hand-draw the heads-up display, like, that's gotta be there for a reason.
Yeah.
That's not just, like, shitty art.
Yeah. I think it looks really, really cool. Like, it's just really unique.
You have to like that kind of style to like the show. I mean, for example, like, people don't like that kind of style, they're not gonna watch it. Like, I don't watch it for that reason, because I don't like the art style.
You don't like it because it doesn't have, like, sweaty, naked boys man-sexing each other.
Shut up, I do not watch Yaoi, I told you that. You know, Dippy, I'm starting to wonder if maybe you have this Yaoi hidden thing going on, and you're kind of blaming it on me because I'm a girl, but, you know, in reality.
Blame you for inventing Yaoi. I have to come to terms with the fact that you invented Yaoi, you
Well, you're really getting choppy there, JP.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
I don't know.
Maybe you're just pretending to be choppy. So you can avoid the question.
When she learned my secret.
Okay, give us a random Star Wars quote.
Let's see, we've already used space station, and earlier I used an elegant weapon for a more civilized time, and we've used it's a trap. So how about cut the chatter red too?
How about get in there, you big furry oaf, I don't care what you smell.
Are you just going to be reading off all of the, like, suggestive Star Wars lines?
Yes. Have you ever seen the, what is it, the top 10 sexually tilted Star Wars lines?
Yeah, in all three of the movies.
Yeah. I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
She might not look like much, kid, but she's got it where it counts.
Let's call it a wrap. I really need to, like, eat before I starve myself to death.
Rise, curse my metal body. I was too slow. Something that C-3PO says. Okay, yeah. That's just going to be like the part of the last show where we just spouted out those Metal Wolf Chaos quotes.
Richard!
It was your methods that were flawed. Okay, yeah, so Hino needs to eat now. So I guess we'll call it a podcast. Alright, well, thanks for listening, and I guess we will see you next time, except we won't see you, like, literally. Thanks, JP, for being here again.
And thanks for waiting for me this time.
You are welcome. Thanks, Hino, for toughing it out. You can go get some food now.
Oh, yes.
Alright, and this is Hank signing off. Later.
Bye-bye.
Nah, JP Senpai and Hinano-ten, how do you tell someone that you like them?
I don't know, Hank.
Oh, what if that person is Smoke Cheese?
You don't confess to Smoke Cheese.
Your own.
次回、アニメナイトパーキャス第7話、ハンテンのドキドキ告白大作戦。
I know, Senpai, 頑
張って、ハンテン。